What have you done now?
Oh, my God. You're my dreamboat, for sure.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. I hope you're enjoying this fake Monday morning here on the Brad Gilmore Show podcast feed. We're back. I told you we would be. Did you think that I was lying? No, I wasn't lying, but here we are back. I'm excited for this show today. This was something that I'm starting to schedule interviews out a little bit more for the podcast, meaning like I'm taping them in advance and I'm scheduling them out as to where I think that they would best be. And I had a different episode planned for today, but out of nowhere, I had this invite from the good folks over there at NBC Universal, and they asked me to if I'd be interested in having on a couple of guys from a new sports show that they were going to do. And when I heard that, I was intrigued, so I asked for a little bit more detail, and it was with a show called Brother from Another with Holly and Smith, Michael Smith and Michael Holly, who, if you've been around in the sports world at all, you know them from either NBC as a contributor, ESPN, SportsCenter. They've been all around the world and back again, and now they're going to do the very first sports show for the new streaming service Peacock. Now, Peacock, if you haven't checked it out, it's got some really cool shows over there. Intelligence with David Schwimmer is really funny. They had the Psych, the movie 2, Lassie Come Home. So they had a lot of good content, and this was something really interesting. So I got to talk to Michael and Michael over Zoom. And I forgot to turn off my notifications, so you might hear a ping or two during the time that we did the broadcast, but it was great. And I really like these guys a lot, and I connected with them, and I vibe with them on a certain level because I understand what they are trying to do. They're trying to do something that hasn't been done before. They're trying to break ground in a new environment, right? And we talk about that a little bit. And we also talk about the importance of being authentic in the sports media space, and really in the media space altogether. People know that you're BS, and they're going to see right through it. You got to be real. You got to come with it. Now, off air, we talked about Back to the Future. Shocking to everyone, I know. But I'm going to save that, because we talked a little bit about Back to the Future for about, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes. And I'll probably put that on my Back to the Future podcast at some point in the upcoming season, which, by the way, comes out, what did I say, October 5th? October 6th? I think it was October 6th. Yeah, October 6th, Back to the Future, the podcast. Season 7 starts. Got a lot of cool things coming up, so be sure you check that out. But until then, let's talk to these guys right now. Let me throw it to the interview. I'm not going to waste any time, because we talk about what I said, their new show, Brother from Another. It's debuting on the Peacock streaming service this Monday. That's September the 14th. So you want to go check this show out, man, because if the show was anything like the vibe I got from both these guys, Michael and Michael, it's going to be a good show, man. And the thing is, Bill Simmons had a show on HBO a couple years ago. I think it was called Any Given Wednesday. And I appreciated his attempt at reviving or changing the traditional sports talk show. Because most of the time, a good sports show, I mean, even take Booker and I, for example. The reason our show works, because we're just being ourselves and we're just shooting the breeze like we would talk on the phone. Maybe with some, you know, less profane language. But, you know, when we're talking on the phone, it's essentially the same conversation that we're having on the air. It's no holds barred. It's whatever we want to say, whatever we think about, and bouncing off one another. And I feel like, although the show hasn't debuted yet for Michael and Michael, I feel like Brother from Another is going to be a very similar vibe. So let's check this out, man. This is my interview with Michael Smith, Michael Holly, from the new show on Peacock, debuting this Sunday, Monday, September the 14th, on the Peacock streaming service, Brother from Another. Let's check it out.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?
All right, and they join me right now. The show is called Brother from Another. Michael Holly and Michael Smith join me right now. The new show on Peacock coming soon. How y'all feeling, guys?
Really good. Ready or not, here we come.
That's right. Here it is.
And I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about us. Whether we ready or not, we're doing it. So.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel ready though? I mean, like I know when I had to, we were talking a little bit off air, I, you know, had to turn my book in, and I knew I wasn't ready for it to be turned in, but I knew I had my deadline. I know sometimes when I'm doing the radio show, I'm not ready, but I got to do it. So how do y'all feel?
Actually, we do feel ready in terms of ready for this moment, ready for this opportunity, because it's been 21 years in the making. When I say you know, what we're not quite ready on, but I mean, nobody really is, you know, we're doing a new show. We're working together day in and day out for the first time. But also, I mean, the circumstances are unprecedented, you know, throughout society and when it comes to production in particular. So, but we're actually, in particular, I've come around to embracing that, you know, we may not come out of the gate smooth, but that's okay. Because if there's anybody I want to struggle with, there's anybody I'm going to grow with, it's going to be this man, you know? And so we've been preparing for this, even when we didn't talk about it, looking back, all our experiences, you know, we wanted to do this 21 years ago. But we're more ready to do this now than we've ever been at any point in our careers.
That's right. And you know, Brad, you asked, are we ready? Well, I would say, yes, we're ready in terms of content, because the content is just what our relationship is. So we've been having the conversations that we'll have on the air are conversations that we have off the air. There's nothing scripted. There's nothing artificial about what we're going to do. So, yes, we're ready for that, because that's just who we are. It's really not a show. It's a show that's not a show. It's a show that is an extension of everything that is part of our lives.
You know, I feel that, because now it's so easy for people to see through a facade. It's easy for people to see through the BS, you know, and people want authenticity. And I think that's actually one of the great things that social media has given us. It's given us this platform to be ourselves and show everyone exactly who we are, for better or for worse at some times. But I think that in this day and age, you need that authenticity. And are y'all, so I'm taking it that y'all aren't pulling any punches. Like, this is going to be the straight dope.
That's it.
Neither of us ever have, you know what I mean? For better or worse. I think just now, what's interesting about this moment in time that we're in is that it's less of a fight, if I could stay with the boxing analogy. You know what I'm saying? When I, you know, it's less of a fight for us to have the freedom to, you know, to bring our whole selves and our perspectives and our experiences to the show. I mean, the stick to sports crowd has been feels like it's kind of been knocked out a little bit. And so, yeah, I mean, listen, we're also we old, you know, and old black dudes don't care. At a certain point, it's like, you know what, man? Like, we just gonna say we gotta say. We don't care if we hurt your feelings, because we didn't live. We've lived. We've struggled. You know, we've had our ups and downs. We've been through some fires. We've been through some battles. And at this point in our lives, man, what you gonna do to us that ain't already been done? You know, so yeah, we just what you gonna say to us that we ain't already had already been said to us? You know?
Yeah, you know, and the other thing, Brad, is that, you know, we worked together. The last time we worked together officially day to day was 2004 at the Boston Globe. I think I left in April of 2004. Michael, you left in what, September of 2004? Sure. So during that time, if something happened at work when we were together at the Globe, I'm like, hey, I got your back. He had my back. And then, you know, 16 years pass. So now if something goes down, I feel like, hey, I'm going through something with Michael Smith. Michael Smith is going through something with me. So I really have no reason to have any kind of trepidation or any kind of hesitation, because I'm doing it with my best friend. And what makes it even better, Brad, is that there's no insecurity. Like, I don't care if Michael Smith gets the headlines. I don't care. Even get really ripping behind the curtain, to take you all the way behind the curtain, we were setting up interviews. I tell people, I said, look, Michael's been on national TV for the last 15 years. So if he gets more interview requests than me, I'm good with it. Everything is great. If he makes more money than I do, that's great. It doesn't matter, because this is not just the show. We are family. And so it's a great liberating position to be in. And quite frankly, that's the best I've ever felt in my career. It's the only time I've been in this situation where I felt this way, not only as an on-air personality, but also as a co-creator of this program, because that co-executive producing thing that we're doing, that's a huge part of this show as well.
You know, y'all are going to be the first show, sports show on Peacock, you know, Peacock, the new streaming service. And I was thinking about that, because when I got the show, so I do a show with Booker T, the pro wrestler, right? And when we got on the air over there, we were the first show talking about combat sports at all. You know, pro wrestling, MMA, boxing. We're the only ones talking about it. And the pressure was kind of on that if we don't deliver, mm-hmm. no one on this station is ever going to get that opportunity again, or we're not going to be able to grow past this point. Do y'all feel that same pressure being the first show on, like yours, on Peacock?
We are born into this world with that pressure. And by that, I mean, Black people historically and traditionally carry a, if we mess this up, we're going to mess it up about it coming behind us type
that's
of
thing. Yeah.
Now, that said, again, it's what's amazing about this moment is that for a number of reasons, whether it's the current zeitgeist or whether it's like we talked about where Michael and I are as individuals and as a brotherhood, we're relieved of that pressure, you know? And also too, it's like, I've done a version of this already, you know, while at ESPN. And so I know what it needs to look like. I know what it needs to feel like. And even and then and now, I approach it where I don't create content with the idea of pleasing people. I feel like I have pretty good taste. So I create content from the standpoint of, you know, I'm my own worst critic. And I know Michael is as well. I mean, there's no accident that Michael's a 6-time New York Times bestseller. So it's like, okay, if it's the best that we can make it, we think enough people will, we believe enough people will like it and the rest will take care of itself. So our job, our only job for those coming behind us is to be unapologetic, to be authentic, to walk in our authority, walk in our autonomy, and to do this our way and let the chips fall where they may. But I'm willing to gamble that it'll fall on our side of the table.
And you know what, and Brad, it's a great question. If it's not going the way we want it to go, we're not afraid to push each other. You know, it's not, you can't say, hey, we're real, we don't pull punches, we're authentic. You can't be that on the air and not be that with one another. We're like that with one another when there are no cameras around. So if there's something that I'm doing that he doesn't like, or if it's something that he's doing, and I say we could be better at that, we could be sharper at that, there's no issue with just kind of going in and saying, okay, how do we make this better? So I don't feel pressure because I know who I'm working with. You know, I had the opportunity to teach at Boston University the last couple of years. And so Michael has come in to speak to a couple of my classes. And so when he came in, and the kids loved him. I mean, they really loved Michael Smith. And so after he left, they said, well, what do you think Michael Smith is going to do? What's it going to look like for Michael? I said, I don't know what it's going to look like for Michael. This is before Peacock even came on the radar. I said, I don't know what it's going to look like for Michael, but I know the DNA. And the guy, every time he's around, things he touches are successful. So I feel like he's touching this. We're in this together. It's going to be successful.
I feel that, and I'm excited to see it again. It's called Brother from Another. It's going to be on Peacock. I got one more question for y'all. We talked about movies. We kind of bonded over that, yeah. But I'm a Houston sports fan. So I'm going to ask y'all this question. Now, by the time people are hearing this, wherever the Rockets series is going to be where it is, right? Rockets, Lakers. But when I think about Houston, four names come to mind when I think about the Rockets. I think about Daryl Morey. I think about Mike D'Antoni, Russell Westbrook, James Harden. All of them individually brilliant and great in their own ways. I ask y'all, though, do they all work well together? Do the four elements really come together, and can they win a championship with this team the way it's designed?
You know, I respectfully, it's not as if it's an even playing field. If they don't win it this year, is that a referendum on what they're lacking? Or, like everybody else, with the exception of last year, like everybody else in the Eastern Conference for the last 15 years and now in the Western Conference, they just don't have 23. I mean, it's like, I just don't, it's almost like there's a litany of, and a list of great players and star players who unfortunately were born at the wrong time. And it's not that they weren't good, it's that they just weren't Jordan. And so if James Harden, I mean, yeah, they're great. First of all, this year, by the way, like, I don't know what to make of this year. They're in a bubble for crying out loud.
Right,
throw everything out the window. But generally speaking, I hope history doesn't judge the people who fall at the king's feet harshly for not being the king.
Yeah, I mean, is it possible, and Michael hates when I use this word because he says I use it too much, but is it possible that LeBron James, as great as he is and as accomplished as he is, maybe we're just not properly rating the impact that LeBron James has on a team and on a league? It's amazing. So to Michael's point, like, Daryl Morey couldn't have put this team in a better position. You think about what he did to get Harden way back in 2013, 2012, to get Harden. You know, just all the chips that he cashed in to get to this point, and then to bring in Westbrook. He did everything he could. But you're still in the same conference with LeBron James. So it is hard to say, well, do the parts fit? Yeah, the parts fit. But you're in LeBron's league. And until he steps aside, it's going to be really hard to get to where you want to go.
Well, guys, I appreciate y'all taking the time. Hopefully my Rockets will pull this one out, but I understand King James is what he is. But the show's called Brother from Another, coming soon to Peacock. These are the hosts and the executive producers, Michael Mann. I appreciate y'all taking the time.
Appreciate you, Brad.
And that Back from the Future book, man. I need to check that out.
I need to check out that book. We need to check out that book, Brad.
I'll send y'all a couple copies, all right?
We appreciate it.
All right, y'all be easy.
All right, man.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?